The Walker administration is pushing for more funding for the Office of Children's Services in response to the growing number of foster children in the system. A line added to the governor's new budget would accept $1 million in one-time federal funding that could be used to add more frontline social workers. OCS Director Christy Lawton described it as a life or death situation when questioned by Anchorage Democrat Les Guerra at a House Finance Committee hearing on Thursday.
Christy, did you say die, or did I misunderstand that?
I did say die. Kids die from fatalities related to child abuse and neglect.
Since Governor Bill Walker first introduced his budget, the number of foster children in Alaska has grown from 2,400 to 2,500. Meanwhile, the Office of Children's Services is operating with 25% of its frontline positions vacant, and with each worker's caseload at double the recommended average. Finance co-chair Mark Newman, a Republican from Big Lake, expressed concern about the staffing problems at OCS, but he also had reservations that the state was growing the department with funding that might disappear.
And so we're adding positions, 10 positions here, because we're getting temporary funding for a year. Well, we don't know if we're going to get those bonus funds in future years.
Budget Director Pat Pitney said the governor's office was willing to fund the new positions with savings found elsewhere in the department.